Blaze Radio Network.
And now, Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher.
I was told, briefly, before the beginning of this broadcast, Chewing the Fat, that it was National Huey Lewis in the News Day. I don't know that that's true or not, but I guess we should. Should we celebrate or should we not celebrate? I'll tell you what, before we get to Huey Lewis and the News Day celebrations, let's talk about the Starbucks in Camden County, New Jersey, where the health department's food surveillance unit showed up and they conducted an inspection, which showed no real violations except, one of their employees had hepatitis. he was exposed to hepatitis. And if you were there at the Starbucks there in Camden County, you may want to get a vaccine. You know, the hepatitis vaccine. Everyone who went to there while this guy was working was most likely exposed. They only have about 600 patrons a day, and some return a couple times a day. So the number could, I don't know, go into the thousands. So right now, about 800 doses of the vaccine have been administered. But if you are starting to feel a little... and you visited the Starbucks in Camden County, you may want to get checked. Just saying. Welcome to Chewing the Fat. So last week or earlier this week, things are getting all combobulated. I don't remember what when or what we talked about, so just go back and listen to the shows. But we talked about the 13 surviving copies of the original print of the U.S. Constitution that was up for bid, and the Decentralized Autonomous Organization, DAO, announced that they had put together, I don't know, they got $40 million with crypto and funding, crowdsourcing, so that they could buy this Constitution. And the bid happened. Sorry, so bad. No, you didn't quite raise enough. So they raised $47 million. According to them, they raised $47 million. Okay. The winning bid for the Constitution was $43.2 million. So it makes me question their $47 million claim that they raised, because you'd think that that would be the, you know, okay, we bid $46,999,999.99. That's just your opening bid. We start with that. All right, that's what we're bidding. But no, they didn't. They lost to Ken Griffin, the CEO and founder of Citadel, for $43.2 million. Now, Ken is worth a little bit more than $43.2 million. Ken's worth $16.1 billion. So the constitutional DAO couldn't quite hang in the race. But I was hoping that maybe he bought that for Mercury One, and he's just going to give it to Mercury One. That'd be nice. Probably not, though. But, you know, it's a hope. Anyway, but congratulations. And you've got the one of the 13 surviving copies of the original print of the U.S. Constitution. Kind of cool to have. Kind of. That's why I'm hoping he gives it to Mercury One. I really am. All right. So I was looking at social media accounts. And, you know, I like my Twitter, at Jeffy JFR. I like my Facebook, Jeff Fisher Radio. I like my Instagram. Instagram is really growing on me a lot. I'm with you on the Instagram. But I really was surprised at some of the big followers, big platform stars, I should call them. All right. So there's a story here that talks about the biggest social media accounts by platform. So you're looking at Instagram, YouTube, Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher YouTube channel, Facebook, Jeff Fisher Radio, Twitter, at Jeffy JFR, TikTok. I don't have a TikTok. I don't think I do. My daughter may have set one up for me, so there might be one there, but I don't think I do. Because I didn't, originally I was against it. I'm still kind of against it. But the world certainly isn't against it, so. Oh, well, just put the chip in me and move on, okay? That's where we're at. So I was looking at Instagram. Number one, coming in at number one on Instagram, Ronaldo. 366 million followers on Instagram. That's not bad. And the second, number two, is another huge soccer player, Lionel Messi. 281 million followers. Then you got Kylie Jenner, 281 million. The Rock, 278 million. Ariana Grande, 276 million. Selena Gomez, 272 million. Kim Kardashian, 263 million. Beyonce, 218 million. Justin Bieber, 203 million. Those are just a little bit over what Jeff Fisher Radio on Instagram has. I'm getting there. I'm climbing to that those heights, but these people are almost too good. That's starting to piss me off. YouTube. Now, the number one YouTuber, aside from, you know, just a certain person, is PewDiePie, right? He's got 110 million. He's the number one guy. But T-Series and Cocomelon and Set India are all, you know, well, they're not over 200 million. T-Series has 198 million, 120 million to Coco, 121 million to Cocomelon, and Set India has 119 million. But the rest of them are, you know, like the WWE has 83 million, Z Music 79 million. So, you know, Mr. Beast, another person has 75 million. So between Mr. Beast and PewDiePie, those are the only two alone on YouTube. Facebook, well, the Facebook app itself, that's not fair. Facebook and the Facebook app has 188 million. All right. Samsung has 162 million. Weird. Ronaldo shows up on Facebook again, though, with 150 million. He's top there. 150 million on Facebook, 366 million on Instagram, don't forget. You know how much money these people are making off of one post? Oh, man. I sure am enjoying my Jeff Fisher Radio socks. I sure love listening to Chewing the Fat. Ronaldo should do that, man. He should hit me up for free on that. I don't want to pay him for it, but thank you. Appreciate it. Then you have, Mr. Bean on Facebook. Ugh. Shakira has 115 million. Will Smith, 112 million. Vin Diesel, 109 million. And Messi, Lionel Messi, coming in at 105 million on Facebook. So those two big soccer players, huge, man. Just unbelievable. Then you get to Twitter. Number one on Twitter. This one hurts a little. And these are, you know, these are good and bad. It makes me feel like, yeah, okay, that's, these are kind of cool numbers to know. And then it's also like, you know, you suck. So I'm not sure by you suck, I mean me, not you. I know you don't, but me. Barack Obama. Coming in at number one on Twitter with 130 million followers on Twitter. Number two, Justin Bieber, 114 million. Katy Perry, 109 million on Twitter. Rihanna, 103 million. Ronaldo, 96 million. You can't break 100 million on Twitter, though. Loser. Please. Taylor Swift, 89 million. Ariana Grande shows up on Twitter with 85 million. Gaga, 84 million. Ellen shows up with 78 million followers on Twitter. Wow. And YouTube on Twitter, 74 million. I know. Shut up. And then TikTok. I mean, TikTok, these guys are making some money on TikTok, no doubt about it. So this, the number one TikToker Charlie D'Amelio, $129 million. Then you have, I know I'm pronouncing their names wrong, Kabani Lame, I think his name is, $120 million. Addison Rae, $86 million. Bella Porch, P-O-A-R-C-H, and I apologize, Porch. Don't laugh at me. Why are you laughing? I don't know how to pronounce her name. $85 million. Do you know it? Don't shit. Yeah, see? Yeah, that's what I thought. Zach King has $66 million on TikTok. I follow Zach on Instagram. He's great. He does some really good stuff. Will Smith shows up on TikTok with $66 million. TikTok has 58 million followers on TikTok. Okay. Come on now. You have Dixie D'Amelio at $56 million, so I guess her and Charlie are battling it out in separate bedrooms at the house. I don't know. Spencer X has $55 million, and Lauren Gray has $54 million on Twitter. Those are some big numbers for these people. So Charlie D'Amelio, Cabby Lame, right? Cabby Lame, K-H-A-B-Y, Lame, Addison Rae, Bella Porch, P-O-A-R-C-H. There you go laughing again. I don't know why that's so funny. I think that's her name. That's Zach King. But they do not rank. All the top five on TikTok do not rank in the top 50 of the other social media networks. That's interesting. That's interesting. Collectively, five stars. Those five stars have 480 million followers on TikTok, but less than half of the amount of followers across Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook. That is interesting, isn't it? That is interesting. And as interesting as it seems, you know, you get the stories of the behaviors and attitudes of U.S. adults on Twitter, where they, you know, continue to hammer home the minority of Twitter users produce a majority of tweets from U.S. adults. And most active tweeters are less likely to view the tone or civility of discussions as a major problem on the site. Okay, really the translation is that the other sites, other than TikTok and even Instagram, that's for the olds now. Right? I mean, TikTok is the new kid on the block. And if you ain't hip, you ain't hip. You can quote me on that. You can quote, that's a chewing the fat quote. If you ain't hip, you ain't hip. It's clear. But then I see, as long as we're talking about the internet, I see what happens in an internet minute in 2021. An internet minute. Data never sleeps, my friends. Okay? And it's incredible what happens on the internet every minute. So let's start just at the top of this circle, shall we? Of the second clock. Google conducts 5.7 million searches. Discord sends 668,000 messages. 12 million people send an iMessage. Clubhouse creates 208 rooms. Ooh, I'd like to check out what's going on over there at Clubhouse. Snapchat sends 2 million Snapchats. Amazon customers spend $283,000 a minute. 6 million people are shopping online every minute. Wow. Strava, athletes share 1,500 activities on Strava. I'm not sure what Strava is, but I'm willing to share on it. I'll tell you that. Instacart users spend $67,000 a minute. Venmo users send $304,000 a minute. Slack sends 148,000 messages a minute. Zoom hosts 856 minutes of webinars. Right? 856 minutes of webinars every minute. Okay. Teams connects 100,000 users a minute. Netflix stream 452,000 hours a minute. That's amazing. YouTube users stream 694,000 hours a minute. They spit on Netflix. Facebook users receives 44 million views a minute. Wow. Facebook shares 240,000 photos a minute. Instagram shares 65,000 photos a minute. Twitter posts 575,000 tweets a minute. And TikTok users watch 167 million videos a minute. So there's a little bit happening with every internet minute. Wow. There's so many quick little happening in a minute jokes that I can come to. And, you know, I let them go. Let's go to the break room, shall we? I need something cold to drink. Desperately. Oh. So good. So good. Oh, who died today? I don't know if this segment's going to work, actually. I feel kind of bad when I'm actually talking about death. Well, I mean, I know the segment is called Who Died Today. The segment is called Who Died Today? But, I feel bad, kind of, when I start talking about, people who actually died, and it's not really a little bit of a joke on who died. So anyway, Dan Aykroyd? No, Dan didn't die. It was his brother. I know. Sad. He was 66 years old. Peter Aykroyd. He's Emmy nominated, cast member of SNL. He was part of Second City. And, he's one of those guys that you think, Peter Aykroyd? He was on SNL? And then when you see him, you go, oh, yeah, him. But it's sad. And they haven't said what he died of yet. So could it be COVID? I thought that was hepatitis. Anyway, or could it be hepatitis? It might have been. We don't know. I don't know. Anyway, rest in peace, Peter Aykroyd. And, of course, Dan is, struggling with his brother's death. I get it. But, he died, so he's got to be in my segment. Sorry. Can we get back to the internet minute for just a second? Yeah, rest in peace, Peter. Rest in peace. But I want to get back to this internet minute thing for a minute. There was a blatant missing category in that minute. So does that mean that doesn't exist? It's just poof. It's gone. We haven't shut it down completely. We're trying, though. But they can't. They keep trying. Well, you know what? We'll try to figure out ways that people can't pay for it. Oh, nope. They can't find a way to pay for it. Damn. All right. Well, we got to figure out something else. So let's be clear. I know it takes less than a minute to view some of the content on those sites. However, it takes longer than a minute to scroll and find what you need. Right? Anyway, you know what I'm talking about. But it's funny how we just, because that just doesn't exist. Oh, okay. Well, we don't need to know about that, Jeff. We know it's out there. We just don't need to talk about it. I know, but it's the chart of what happens in an internet minute. Oh, we can't tell you everything that's on there. So it's funny how you say that. You can't tell me everything. But then I look at the list of other things that have showed up in the data that it's appeared on the wheel of the microwave. Oh, it's not the microwave minute. That's my bit. The microwave minute. That's another joke with that, too, but I'm going to let that one go. Of the internet minute. So I see Tinder showed up. Oh, that's a dating site, Jeff. Is it? Okay. All right, you got me. But then down here at the bottom of the story, it talks about the unconnected people, not unvaxxed, unconnected people in these countries. Holy cow. I mean, there's some growth that needs to happen. Speaking of those sites not mentioned, India, 50% of the population unconnected. Wow. China, 41. Oh, you know what I mean? That China, those people don't exist. Don't worry about them. Don't worry about them. Oh, okay. And by the way, did you see where Feng Shui showed up? The tennis pro, Peng Shui, showed up. And she said, I'm fine. I'm living in my home in Beijing. Are you? Okay. All right. Good. We're all good then. Right? It's all good? All right. Thanks, Feng. Pakistan, 65% of that country is unconnected. Wow. Nigeria, Bangladesh, Ethiopia, DRC, and they're all over 50%, and the DRC and Ethiopia are over 80% unconnected. Interesting. Brazil, 30%. That's a lot of people, man, unconnected. That's a growing market, too. Egypt, almost 50% of unconnected. So there's plenty of internet minute growth that could still happen. All right, we've got to move on. Because let's talk about this the rest of the show. And you'd be going, my God, shut up, would you? There's other stuff to talk about. Jeez, like the little girl down in Florida. I've had this story for days, and I can't let it go. I haven't printed it because I was going to do it on the Glenn Beck radio show, and I still might. Because the story drives me insane. I've been working with Pat all week. I haven't done it on that show yet, and it's driving me crazy. So West Palm is celebrating this little 9-year-old girl. All right. What's her stupid name again? Juno or something. Journey. That's what it is. Juno, Journey, same thing. All right. So it's this 9-year-old girl. Now, it's kind of cool what happened. So they treated her as a hero. She got a plaque. And she got a Target gift card. I don't know how much the gift card was worth. Had to be at least worth 50, right? I mean, you're not giving a Target card out for less than 50 bucks. To a hero. So, you know, mom is getting attacked, mugged. They're coming out of a store, and there's video of it. And this guy runs up behind mom and starts trying to grab her purse. Journey, is that her name? Yeah, Journey. Juno. Journey is her name. Journey Nelson. I remember her name, Journey. It's spelled J-O-U-R-N-E-E. Journey. Whatever. How are you? You want to name me? I don't care what you name your kid. Clearly. Anyway, so Journey comes around from behind the car and starts punching the guy. And she punches him right in the face. It kind of shocks him. And, you know, then he hits her, knocks her down, grabs the purse, runs away. The little Journey chases the guy blocks. It says in the story, chased him 5 blocks. And you see some people in the parking lot that see it happening, and they kind of are running up toward it, but then once the guy starts running away and the girl starts chasing them, they're like, he's gone. You all right over there? I mean, they're not chasing after the little kid. So, and the guy gets away. All right, so now she's being treated as a hero. Heroes are supposed to, like, win, right? That's what a hero does. Okay, so the 9-year-old girl, she attacks the guy that's attacking her mom. That's cool. Like, I love that. You know, you should protect your mother, period. I get it. But, I mean, she could have gotten hurt really bad. And I know in the heat of the moment, you're not thinking about that. And she's trying to protect her mom. The chasing after the guy, maybe we need to rethink that journey. We need to rethink about chasing after the guy. But she chased after him because he got the purse. All right. So she didn't stop him from getting the purse. And the mom didn't stop him from getting the purse. He still took it. And it took a couple of days. They finally caught the guy. They didn't say whether they got any of the stuff back that was in the purse, any of the items. They say in the items in the purse was a cell phone, gum, several bank cards, a Coach wallet, $40 cash, and her concealed carry permit. Okay. That was what was in the... They don't say that they got it back. They just say that's what he stole. All right. So it took them 2 days to get this guy. And, you know, he was obviously charged with robbery and battery. All right. So now the girl is, you know, hailed as a hero. I mean, the guy still got away with the purse. And, oh, no. Yes, Corby.
So she has a concealed carry permit.
But no weapon.
What's the point then?
You have a permit. I mean, maybe she was getting the gun cleaned. Maybe she, I don't know, maybe she was using a stolen gun and didn't want to say it was in the purse. Aha. Aha. What does that mean? Nothing. I have no idea. Maybe that's why the little girl was chasing after. You've got my mom's stolen gun. I don't know. Right. That could have happened. I mean, Journey, dangerous for a little kid to do that. And I, like I said, good that she took, you know, she's protecting her mom and fighting back there at the car. The chase after him is a real problem for me. I don't understand why she would do that, except that the guy did take the purse. So she's not a hero. She lost the purse. So why are we treating her like a hero? I don't understand. Have we confirmed yet if it is Huey Lewis in the news day or not? I don't know if we have confirmation on that yet or not. So I'm just waiting to hear. Last week we talked about Amazon said that they were going to stop accepting the Visa brand credit cards from UK customers beginning next year. Well, that follows another little snipe in Australia and Singapore, where Amazon slapped a small fee on customers who pay using Visa credit cards. Oh, isn't that special? And Amazon said that it was considering switching its co-branded card from Visa to MasterCard. Fight! 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 Oh, yeah. Big time. So the company cited Visa's high processing fees. Now, data shows that MasterCard and Visa's fees, pretty much the same. So somebody at Visa has pissed somebody off at Amazon. And so Jeff Bezos is like, well, it's not Jeff anymore. All right, Jeff is done. So the other guy, whoever is in charge of Amazon now, you know, the guy that was...
Weightlessness. Oh, Jesus.
No, thank you. I thought you were going to play the guy that died. I can't think of the pilot that just died. He was, we even did a segment on him, but he's the Carmen Line guy, right?
God. Weightlessness. Oh, Jesus.
Carmen Line.
I think that's him. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's it. Anyway, now I'm thinking about him. I'm sad. So, payments analysis say that Amazon's ditching of Visa is just a negotiating tactic. They just want to secure lower processing fees from the company, and they don't expect it to hurt Visa's bottom line in any tangible way. Right. No way. That's big money. Big money, those transaction fees. I mean, I'm in $110 billion in credit card processing fees last year. Yeah, that's going to hurt. Companies, that starts hitting the wallet. So somebody needs to make up. Somebody needs... When you hear that the CEO of Visa is going up into space...
God. Weightlessness. Oh, Jesus.
They've made up.
Line.
That's right, baby. Oh, yeah. The next Blue Origin penis ship that goes up with the head of Visa in it, they've made up. Until then, it ain't over, bro. It ain't over. Kevin Spacey, you know him, you love him. He just had arbitration over his lawsuit. He was being sued by his fellow producers from House of Cards. And they were like, oh, yeah, no, you owe us a bunch of money. And because your production, you know, of House of Cards stopped and you were, you know, breaching my contract. And you breached it because, and you breached your contract because you violated the company's sexual harassment policy. So they scrapped the season in 2017. And then people came forward to allege this pattern of sexually predatory conduct that, you know, nobody knew about until, oh, wait, everybody knew about it, but they were all happy about it. Well, maybe they weren't happy about it. They all accepted it because the money was rolling in. Kevin had that his $100 million Netflix deal. He was creating a great show, and, you know, he was, everybody was okay with it. Oh, Kevin, stop grabbing my crotch. Do you have my paycheck? Okay, thank you. Man, I hate it when he grabs my crotch. Can I just put this, can I just direct deposit this in? Yeah, okay. So, don't look at me like that. I didn't say it. Pretty close, though. So, Spacey and his companies, M Profit Productions and Trigger Street Productions, were ordered to pay $29.5 million in damages, $1.2 million in attorney's fees, and $235,000 in costs. Oh, okay. That's it, though? Yeah, that's it. Don't worry about it. Oh, okay. Now, according to this, they had no knowledge whatsoever of Spacey's alleged on-set misconduct prior to the report. Right. No one in the world, no one, not even them saying it, believes that. Sorry, no. And speaking of people getting money, families of the Parkland shooting victims, they just settled their lawsuit with the Department of Justice for $130 million. Incredible. Incredible. I'm very sorry, and it's a horrible thing that happened, but the Department of Justice is settling with families because they believe that the FBI was negligent. They say the Bureau received tips about Cruz, including his amassing of weapons and his desire to shoot up a school, and agents failed to intervene and prevent violence. According to this, weeks before the shooting, a tipster told the FBI that Cruz was going to explode and that he was going to slip into the school and start shooting up the place. Wow. So they've settled. They think it's $130 million. Could be more. Maybe a little bit less. They don't know because that hasn't been reported, of course. This is just, you know, inside information. But one of the things in this story that I found interesting that I didn't realize, and I don't know why I didn't realize it, and I can't remember if I saw it or I didn't, but we're talking about this, the Parkland settlement with the Department of Justice for $130 million, right? So last month, in October, families of the Charleston Church Massacre settled with, that's right, you guessed it, the Department of Justice for $88 million. What the hell? It's time to shut the FBI down. If they're not acting on tips and going out and checking and making sure, I'm sure that I know that you can. Every tip can't be checked out, I know, but we entrust the Federal Bureau of Investigations to have some knowledge and some forethought. And say that you get a tip from a lady that says, I've got this kid amassing weapons. I don't know, maybe you send Billy over. Hello, FBI. And hopefully they have a sense with their training of what's happening. It's just, I mean, we're settling these cases. That's an awful lot of money. That's an awful lot of money to these families. In Charleston, they're looking at the families of the people who were killed are getting $6 to $7.5 million, and the survivors are getting $5 million. per claim. And I don't know what it breaks down to in Parkland, but it sounds to be about the same. So hopefully it'll be enough to make it a little bit better for the families. Okay, so I can't stop thinking about Maria Shriver for some reason. Don't look at me like that. It's just, she's been in the news lately. And, you know, she posted the thing about the thing, and then she posted the thing about the other thing. And then I'm thinking, well, maybe she wants to get her job back. She's looking for work, right? Now, she doesn't need to work, obviously. She's Maria Shriver. Her dad got my, I start looking into Maria Shriver. Her dad is Sergeant Shriver. Who names their kid Sergeant anymore? No one. But her dad was like a French, big politician, French ambassador. You know, mom was one of the Kennedys. Hubby, for a while, was a governor and a big-time world-renowned movie star. She's had a pretty sweet life. Oh, I know. It's a struggle. And her stupid movie star husband was screwing the maid. Oh, okay. All right, maybe you should have thought about... Anyway, so what as I'm looking for... I don't want to get into the struggles of Arnie and Maria. But, and what's her name? The...
Consuelo?
Yeah. And I don't want to get into their little struggles. But as I'm looking at that, I'm looking to see that their main house in Los Angeles is now for sale. And I'm thinking, oh... Interesting. I wonder what kind of house do they live in? It's a longtime California house. It's up for sale, and it's $15 million. I'm thinking $15 million. In L.A.? And I expect better from Arnie. I really do. I expect better from him. So this place, I wonder, well, what size? It looks nice. It looks like a nice house. They want $15 million for it. It hit the market. It's tucked away. It's off of Sunset Boulevard in L.A. It's a small community of 16 homes and, a lot of, actors and politicians and industry leaders live there. But you look at it, it's got a little bridge over a creek heading into the property and the tennis court and the pool. And it's got the picture here and of the pool in the Garado area and the walkway bridge that takes you across to the tennis courts. And it shows you the traditional foyer and the curved staircase with the overlook. And I'm wondering, okay, well, what is the size of the house? And it's a dump is what it is. We're $15 million in L.A. It's a dump. And I'm looking, I'm trying to figure out, no, it's got to be a dump because no sales pitch story doesn't have the size of the house. They just don't. They don't, it's 15,000 square feet. The three bedrooms up here. It's 4.5 baths down here. You got the special bathroom outside by the grotto, whatever. None of it. It's $15 million. Here's a couple of pictures. Move on. So, I mean, I feel sorry for the old Schwarzeneggers. They're struggling in their dump in L.A. off of Sunset Boulevard. But, maybe that's why Maria needs to get back to work. It's just been a lot. I mean, it's been at least 30 years, right, since she's been on TV. I mean, I remember Segala Tour on TV, watching it with my grandfather. Back in the 80s or 90s. And it's been a long time, right? She was on NBC News and then ended in the 90s. So that's Brokaw time. Is Brokaw even still alive? I think he is. Yeah, Brokaw's still alive. Yeah, he's 81. So, he's hanging in there all right. You do? You have the house? Okay, let me guess, all right? Just looking at the photos. 5 bedrooms, 6 baths, 8,000 square feet.
I've only got the square footage. It's 4,200 square feet.
Oh, even more. Oh my gosh. I thought it was even better than that.
But it's on an acre and almost 2 acres.
Oh my gosh. 4,000 square feet? Arnie, what are you doing? Oh, that's embarrassing. I mean, maybe I give him a little bit of slack because he was living at the governor's mansion for a few of those years. So he was keeping, you know, a little love shack in L.A. up and running. But, okay, go ahead.
Well, the neighborhood is zoned equestrian with a meandering, picturesque creek and several footbridges.
Yeah, that's the bridge that goes across. Yeah, I know. It's cute. I got it. And I saw the, you know, I saw the shrubs and the greenery all over the neighborhood. It looked nice. I gave them credit for that. But holy cow.
Oh, here we go. 5-bedroom, 6-bathroom.
Bingo.
Ooh, with skylights.
5-bedroom, 6-bathrooms for 4,000 square feet? Oh my gosh. You are squeezing in that place. How many bathrooms my house has? 1, 2, 3, 4. So add two more to my house. And how many bedrooms I got? 1, 2, 3, 4. That's about right. It's about the same size. A dump. I'm embarrassed. I got to stop talking about it because I expect so much more out of Arnold Schwarzenegger. But, you know, he does show up with his stupid animals, though, doesn't he? He has his llamas and his little sheepy sheeps and whatever the hell other animals he's raising. So they're not living there, although it's equestrian neighborhood this place was. So he was probably able to keep, that's probably off to the back of the tennis court there. That's probably where he keeps his llamas. Always got to have a little corner of the acre for the llamas. That's embarrassing. Arnie's got to be worth what? $300 million? What do you think? Okay, they're saying he's worth $400 million. $400 million! And he's living in this dump? What is, no wonder Maria left him. Holy cow. You know what happened to living in houses with just one bathroom, and that's the way it was. I mean, I remember my grandfather telling me stories of houses with just one bathroom. But I told you before, my grandparents' house had the one bathroom downstairs, and they had the, you know, the pea pod upstairs and the bedrooms upstairs. That's, you know, if you stayed overnight and you had to pee and didn't want to walk all the way downstairs and go across the living room into the bathroom, you use that, and then you had to haul that thing down in the morning and flush her down and rinse it out, or you just leave it up there in the whole room. No, you don't do that. But I'm just saying that, I mean, those days are long gone, man. Nobody, you have to struggle with one bathroom. I mean, yeah, that is a dump, right? And don't look at me like that, like, oh, I've got one bathroom in my house. It's not a dump. I know that. And I know it's not a dump. It's my way of saying, you know, I get it. Because Arnold's house is a dump. The guy's worth $400 million. I drive by new housing developments in Texas that have houses up and down the street that are 4,000 square feet. And those are just neighborhood homes. I mean, holy cow, Arnie, I expect a lot better from you. I'll let it go now. All right, so we're coming up on, oh my gosh, it's Thanksgiving week already. Wow, it's Thanksgiving. So I love Thanksgiving. That's a big weekend, too. And don't, do ya? I do. I love Thanksgiving, man. The turkey and the stuffing and the dressing and the mashed potatoes and the pies. I know. I'm a fan. Plus, it's a big football weekend. I mean, hello, we got Missouri, Arkansas on Friday afternoon. We got Michigan, Ohio State on Saturday afternoon. We got BYU, USC Saturday night. Huge game. Be awesome. I mean, that's a busy weekend. It's rivalry weekend in college football, which I'm looking forward to. But it's just, you know, I can't believe that it's almost Thanksgiving. And I know I'll wrap it up today. But did we get any confirmation on whether today is National Huey Lewis in the News Day or not? Because if it is, we've got to celebrate.
Sure, it is.
Well, then we have to celebrate. Yeah. Huey Lewis in the News Day, baby. Coming at you. I'm chewing the fat. Oh, man. Wow. He was huge back. I mean, monster big. I want a new drug. Hit the post, too. We haven't even confirmed that it's his day. Oh, man. Classic, man. We gotta get to the chorus going. All right, it's not even, we haven't even confirmed it's his day yet. We can't celebrate yet.
Stream and subscribe to more Blaze Media content at theblaze.com/podcasts.